mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Warfare-packed broadcast for you in defense of this constitutional republic, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. I'm Alex Jones, your host, defending the Second Amendment, fighting against abortion, fighting to secure our borders, fighting against the United Nations and the private banks and the Republican Party that controls it, fighting against genetically modified foods, fighting against out-of-control psychiatry, that itself is controlled by big pharma pushing drugs that cause massive increases in suicide, fighting against the deadly dangerous vaccines, exposing the face scanning cameras and the biometric control grid going in, resisting the taxation grid, the national and state toll roads, fighting the militarization of police, fighting the New World Order, fighting phony neocons, fighting phony liberals, fighting the New World Order. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, putting my blood, my sweat, my tears, my treasure, everything on the line. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I am the hardest working man in radio, and I'm honored to be your host. All right, my friends, the websites, if you're joining us for the first time, are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. Check them out today. They're all jam-packed. Joining us for his biweekly visit, he normally joins us every 2 weeks, Paul Joseph Watson, an excellent political analyst, got his head screwed on straight as an arrow, will be joining us for the second and third hours today for a massive news blitz and your phone calls. In the meantime, forget credit cards or checks. Pay with your fingerprint. This out of KSDK Television out of Missouri. The thumb scanners going in to buy and sell at the mini-marts. Mexican drug commandos expand operations into 6 U.S. states. I knew they were in 5 states, but now they're in 6 states. Oh, boy. And they work for the CIA. Trust in U.S. representatives down to 17%, Bush down to 27%. Be afraid, be very afraid. They may have to punch us and tell us terrorists did it, so we'll crawl under their arms, under their black wings, so they can take good care of us. A general is now saying the U.S. likely to begin withdrawal of forces in Iraq by next year. And if you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you, or some oceanfront property in Arizona. And from my front porch, you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. And if you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gates in free. Yeah, if you'll buy that, ladies and gentlemen, government's good, trust it, give up all your rights. The nice men in black uniforms and black masks and black helmets are here to help you. And if you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gates in free. Okay, I'm fired up, ladies and gentlemen. I think the burnout point was last week doing all those interviews, my own radio show, showing my film, giving a speech, shaking hands for a couple hours, and then doing a marathon interview on coast to coast. I was exhausted, so I've been sleeping a lot. I've been getting like 8-9 hours sleep a night the last 3 or 4 nights, and man, I just feel good. I feel fired up, so look out. Look out. You're going to hear me butchering more George Strait songs. All right, folks. Oh, boy. Is the worst yet to come in Iraq? Senior Bush official says insurgents likely to step up attacks as terrorists try to derail constitutional elections. Shivo burial provokes new fight. Data on I-95 customers stops sought with checkpoints. Police plead to keep more suspects' DNA. FBI trolls libraries for terrorist readers. There's so much coming up. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp.
Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mindless neocons call me a liberal. Down, misdirected liberals call me an extreme right winger. People need labels, they need a handle. Well, let me just boil it down for you if you're joining us for the first time. I'm Alex Jones. I love liberty. I love freedom. I believe you should control your own destiny. I believe this country should control its own destiny. I believe we should control our borders. I'm against murdering children. I'm against abortion. I'm against a national draft. I'm against genetically engineered foods that are completely deadly, not just for the human body, but for the environment. I am against the United Nations created by the large central banks to destroy our sovereignty. I am against this criminal war against Iraq based on a fraud. I am concerned about government-sponsored terrorism as a pretext to drive the population into slavery. I love the Bill of Rights. I love the Declaration of Independence. I revel in its beauty. I understand we've been given false political terms, like a computer given false data or a virus. And we're here to debug the mainframe of the group political spectrum, the group consciousness. I know human history. I've studied it. I understand that power corrupts or tends to corrupt, and absolute power always corrupts absolutely. as Lord Acton said. All right, your calls are coming up. Paul Watson's joining us in the next hour for News Analysis Blitz. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, thumb scanners going in everywhere to buy and sell. Mexican drug commandos slaughtering even more people, spreading into six states, working for the CIA. Trust in U.S. representatives down to 17%, ladies and gentlemen. That's an all-time record. The top general saying that they're going to start to pull out next year. I don't believe that. Is the worst yet to come? Internal analysis by the CIA says things are really deteriorating quickly. The latest developments with the Terry Schiavo case. Just a plethora of other news across the political spectrum. But I spent 5 minutes on this yesterday, and I should have spent about 30 minutes on it. So we're going to spend some time on it now. And then we're going to go to your calls and get into all the other news I've mentioned, a lot more we haven't mentioned. First off, George Bush has given us a $2.6 trillion budget with $600 billion off budget. That is $3.2 trillion grand budget for 2006. They passed the 06 budget in 05. We have a $2.3 trillion budget this year. Bill Clinton's biggest budget, counting on budget and off budget, was $1.8 trillion. And the lion's share of that is not extra military expenditures. No, it is expanding the BATF. That's right, buffer your guns. It is expanding UNESCO, United Nations control of our regulatory systems, and education, you name it. It is expanding the Department of Education. Just every federal agency you can imagine massively being bloated and increased in size. And out-Clintoning every Clinton policy you could imagine, because it isn't a Clinton policy, it's a globalist policy. Bill Clinton, of course, Hillary's meeting with Rupert Murdoch, forming an alliance, New York Observer. Clinton is a surrogate member of the family, and Barbara Bush calls him their son. So, please, folks, there is no difference. It's totally staged. So all of that said, Rush Limbaugh's job is to point out the absurdity of the left. His job is to launch false attacks on the left. They're not substantive. Thinking people then check out the attacks, find out most of them are not true or are twisted, and then think, oh, leftism or corporate socialism to consolidate funds for the corporate cronies must be good, driving people into the false solution of the left, who predominantly vote for the wars and the forced psychological testing and the vaccines and the open borders and all the things. Limbaugh's job is to cover up Bush's real record. Because Limbaugh is on an hour after my show ends, a lot of days I'll listen to Jack Blood or I'll listen to Rush Limbaugh. I kind of trade off. But I tend to more often listen to Limbaugh because I have to hear what enemy transmissions are up to. And it's truly nauseous. Truly nauseous. I mean, this is what Limbaugh will do. And a lot of times on the weekend I listen because a local station re-airs him on Saturday and Sundays for 3 hours each day. And I'll be in the yard or cleaning the garage out or driving to the grocery store, walking around the grocery store with a Walkman on, listening to it, becoming angry, but it actually gives me energy to fight them. And this is an average lie. Now, his new outrage dwarfs all previous outrages, but we'll get into it. Here's an example. Why, George Washington Carver, he genetically engineered food. He genetically engineered crops. Look at everything we eat genetically engineered. Why, the stuff they're doing now is completely wholesome and good, and it's all liberal lies. Why, remember the stuff they sprayed on apples, claiming that was bad? Well, it turned out that was good. Nothing to do with genetic engineering. When what George Washington Carver did was cross-pollinization, something that naturally happens, he would just accelerate it. Taking two or three species of peanut and crossing them and finding and testing and finding out which one took limited water and which one tasted better and had a bigger peanut fruit. Bigger, you know, a peanut nut. More meat in the nut. That's not genetic engineering in the classical sense. You know, breeding dogs is not, no, you're not changing the base species, you're just manipulating the current genetic structure. What's going on today is taking a whole gene or group of genes and removing that gene and adding a salmon gene or a cockroach gene or a grasshopper gene or adding a human gene to pork or adding spider genes to goats, changing whole organs. And then it gives rise to all sorts of mutations and problems and new proteins. And when you eat that, your body does not know how to absorb it, and it just doesn't give you bad nutrition. It actually hurts you. And we've had top scientists on who worked for the big companies, who were pro-genetic engineering, fathers of it, literally. They'll tell you how deadly it is. Monsanto's own internal reports. But no, when Limbaugh's done with it, it's just crossing a potato or a... Or it's crossing a peanut. That is not what we're talking about, folks. So here's the example. Classical breeding, and that's all it is, hybrid breeding is crossing two peanuts or crossing a German Shepherd with a Dalmatian. Okay? Or what is a Boston Terrier? It's a mix of several bulldogs and a terrier. That is still the same species. That's like mixing a white man with a black woman. It's still a human being. But if you mix a white man with a goat, which they can do genetically now, that is something completely different. It's transgenetic, trans-species. So Limbaugh confuses a black man having sex with a white woman and having a baby with a goat being part spider. That's what he does. And it is completely different. A goat and a spider is different than a Native American with an African woman. An Asian, that's what a Native American is, an Asian with a African, or a Negroid, or a Anglo with a Negroid. And again, people are so dumbed down, that term, that scientific term, you're arrested in England if you say the word homosexual. Seriously, BBC, because people think that word's bad. No, these are scientific words in textbooks. But with this dumbed-down population, they know that the average person can't find Iraq on a map, can't tell you the state capital, say, of Ohio, or even their own state in many cases. Most high school seniors can't tell you, over half, who the vice president is. So, I mean, you know, they just hear that, oh, the genetic engineering is no big deal. So taking a Caucasoid and mixing it with a pig, that is different than taking an Asian and mixing that Asian with a black. Totally different. Okay, now I've just spent 5-6 minutes on this one subject. That's the type of deception that we have out of Limbaugh, who will not tell you about Bush being for open borders, who will not tell you about Bush being for gun control, who will not talk about gigantic budgets. He just will not do it, and he fools all these good conservative people. And so we have the latest outrage. But before we get into Limbaugh selling Gitmo gear, and how, so first let's play this clip from a year ago, and there's other clips I've heard and that never got to my producer that are far worse than this, searching around online, you can find them. But here he is talking about the stuff going on at Abu Ghraib, where people have been beaten to death and raped and tortured, Army's own report. Here, this is what he had to say about that. Go ahead and roll it.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much, it was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we're going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
Yeah, when our troops get captured and tortured to death, I mean, are you going to say the Iraqis are blowing off some steam, having a good time? So we've written an article about this, but mainly focusing on the new outrage. Rush Limbaugh plumbs new depths of perversion. That's right, perversion just isn't sexual, folks. Perversion is genetic engineering. Perversion is torture. Those are the highest forms of perversion. And so we're going to play this ad he runs for these T-shirts, which is just depraved beyond belief. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a 1-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Make it my business to bash Bill O'Reilly or to bash Peter Jennings. We know they're establishment pimps. I focus on the news, the information. But when people like Rush Limbaugh, who's got 20 million listeners instead of 2 million like O'Reilly, I mean, he's the biggest thing in this country, folks. He's the only old media left other than people like George Norrie with the second biggest audience in the country. You know, 14 million an hour. And George is a great guy. He lets the truth come out. He lets real discussions happen. Limbaugh is completely different. And Limbaugh has to be dealt with. He and Savage, with, I don't know, 6 million listeners an hour, have to be dealt with Because, you know, I mean, Savage put everybody who disagrees with the government in the camp. You've all heard it. Every time I tune in, I hear it. I mean, I'm not kidding. It's I might tune in once a month and I hear it. I mean, you must just constantly repeat the same thing over and over again. Because when this idea gets introduced, folks, we're all in danger. Don't think for a second it's for Muslims. I've got the FBI training manuals, video of them, all of it. It's En Road to Tyranny, where they're admitting it's for the American people. It's for Christians. And they're selling poor Christians on this for the Muslims, and it's for everybody. And so Sunday, we're in there cooking lunch, sitting in the kitchen with my wife. We've got local KLBJ on. And I'm listening to Limbaugh, and he's talking about how great camps are. And he's talking about how wonderful it is, and how Gitmo's a wonderful place, and how they're basically all guilty, and how they all deserve it. And buy my T-shirt, you know, about how it's a great vacation spot. And, I mean, here I am having the Army's own reports and how its families picked up at checkpoints and this number one CIA man over Afghanistan in the Afghan war admits, yeah, the real Taliban would just go grab goat herders out of the hills and would arrest them and we'd pay them $25,000, $3,000, $25,000 apiece for innocent people. And that's who's at Camp X-Ray. I mean, it's literally just a theater to train us that torture's good, to train the military that torture's good. They're now even expanding it with hundreds of more beds and to make the world think they're doing something. I mean, I have links in this article Paul Watson put together that are linked to all the admissions. So, it's so scary. And then I'm sitting here listening to him saying how great it is. So go ahead and play this ad. And I guess we're going to make Limbaugh some money here. He ought to thank us. But now we've got a right to expose this type of garbage, so we're going to analyze this ad. Go ahead and roll this disgusting propaganda.
It's the jewel of the Caribbean, but it's not for everybody.
Gitmo, the Muslim resort.
It's the luxury resort just for terrorist wannabes.
Come down and visit for some R&R, for some rest and relaxation.
It's paradise on earth.
Diet, Korans, prayer rugs. I mean, where else can Muslims go in the world to find everything they need?
Truly a deluxe vacation spot for true believers everywhere.
There's no better place than Gitmo. Club Gitmo, the Muslim resort.
Club Gitmo, there is nothing in the world quite like
it's
it.
It's a one-of-a-kind resort on the west coast of Cuba, overlooking the bay. Every visitor, every check-in at no charge gets a new Koran, a new prayer rug, Muslim chefs, Muslim dietary laws, five prayer sessions a day.
Club Gitmo, reserve your spot today.
Club Gitmo has been endorsed by Amnesty International. It's a tropical paradise down there where Muslim extremists and terrorist wannabes can get together for rest and relaxation.
Remember, Muslim extremists everywhere. At Club Gitmo, we have a spot reserved for you.
Now, and the excuse here will be, well, you know, this is a parody, and we're illustrating absurdity by being absurd. No, he time and time again says it's wonderful, says it's great, says it's all lies. Now his new thing is, if we're attacked again, it's all the evil liberals' fault. You're going to make us be attacked. No, Bush has ordered the Border Patrol to stand down. Bush is funding the terrorist groups, but I told you, when the globalists carry out another terror attack, it's going to be everybody's fault who was against the Patriot Act, everybody that didn't capitulate and go along with the national draft and go along with invading all these countries. And this is in the P2OG documents from the Pentagon. This is meant to enrage Muslims. Notice they keep saying Muslim paradise. Muslim, Muslim, Muslim. You know, most of those countries over there in the Middle East are controlled by our government, have puppet dictators in over them, and the people are under their control. But again, this demon is a little Freudian slip, though. Terrorist wannabes. You know, there's no real terrorists there. Real terrorists are CIA and get flown out to safety. So we have this detailed article at PrisonPlanet.com and on Infowars.com. I even added some comments to it yesterday. And, you know, we've got the facts of what's going on here. You know, I'm sick of Rush Limbaugh. I've heard him so many times over the years say that anybody using drugs, illegal drugs, should be put in jail. And how great the drug laws are, you know, zero tolerance. You know, 40 years in prison for a 16-year-old the first time they're caught with cocaine. And here he is taking hillbilly heroin, 100 pills a day, something that will kill a horse. And oh boy, let's protect his rights. Put that socialist windbag in prison. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Coming up here in a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231 on this Tuesday, the 21st day of June, 2005, 1-800-259-9231. But instead of diatribing and babbling off the top of my head about Limbaugh, let me just go over this article that Paul Watson and I wrote together. Rush Limbaugh plumbs new depth of perversion, releases Gitmo t-shirt line, Oxycontin quaffing, Bush worshipping, torture apologist Rush Limbaugh has plumbed a new low in both sickness and inaccuracy. Limbaugh has been hawking a new line of caps, t-shirts, and mugs that depict the Guantanamo Bay detention camp in Cuba as a holiday home. The t-shirt above reads, "Your tropical retreat from the stress of jihad," and other reads, "I got my free Koran and prayer rug at Gitmo." Remember, these are people who are guilty until proven innocent. He's just saying they're guilty. And another, "My mullah went to Club Gitmo, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt." Again, the CIA officer told the Associated Press, high level, that, yeah, it's true. The Taliban, who they were ordered to leave alone, would just round up villagers and come sell them. They get $3,000 for a 12-year-old. For somebody who might have really been a fighter, they get $25,000. And these are hill people who they would invite down with a roasted goat or a cow. And they would invite them down. They'd come down out of the hills, and they just arrest them and put them on these C-130s. I mean, these people can't even find America on a map. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. It's just so evil, folks, so evil. The T-shirt above reads, "Your tropical retreat from the stress of jihad." Another reads, "I got my free Quran and prayer rug at Gitmo." Another reads, "My mullah went to Club Gitmo. All I got was this lousy T-shirt." Limbaugh has been promoting the products on his radio show in an attempt to bolster the Bush administration's recent assertions that Camp X-Ray really is a nice place to stay in the face of its critics calling for the camp's closure. Recall that this is the same Limbaugh who last year said that Abu Ghraib prison guards were, quote, just having a good time or blowing off some steam. The official Army report into Abu Ghraib lists the activities that Limbaugh defines as harmless fun. They include breaking chemical lights and pouring phosphoric liquid on detainees, that's acid, sodomizing a detainee with a chemical light, and we can't read all of this, positioning a naked detainee on an MRE box with a sandbag on his head, and attaching wires to his fingers, toes, and genitalia to stimulate electronic torture, raping children, these were all linked to the report, a male MP guard raping a female detainee, beating detainees to death, and evidence shows harvesting their organs. Oh, body snatcher stuff now. All of the above are great ways to relax, according to Rush Limbaugh. Raping children, beating people to death is harmless fraternity fun. We know that every investigation, government disclosure, prisoner testimony, and whistleblower testimony, that exactly the same and even worse procedures are taking place at Guantanamo Bay. The Abu Ghraib torture policy was the same one being used previously at Gitmo. The policy was called Copper Green, and it was masterminded by Donald Rumsfeld from Vietnam torture manuals. Does it sound like a summer holiday camp to you? Numerous different detainees have, upon release, confirmed that torture is taking place and that people are routinely beaten to death. Oh, but of course, those dirty terrorists would say that. They hate America. They trained to lie, says Rumsfeld, by Al-Qaeda. The truth is that, as an L.A. Times reported 2.5 years ago, no leaders of Al-Qaeda were identified as being at Guantanamo. That's because the U.S. government ordered all the poor cavemen who were shoved onto the front lines of the Taliban to be arrested while they were safely evacuated. 8,000 Al-Qaeda and Taliban cream by accident, of course, out of Kunduz in Afghanistan to Pakistan. It continues, it's the same in Iraq, where 70-90%, according to an Army report, are arrested by mistake, and others for trivial things such as not presenting their papers at checkpoints, oh, the freedom, or selling alcohol without a license. I've got an AP article in the photo. These men were arrested for selling alcohol illegally on the street, hoods over their heads, going to Abu Ghraib. The Guantanamo prisoners were described by the London Guardian as Pakistani and Afghan farmers, shoemakers, and taxi drivers who were forced to fight for the Taliban. Most of these people are Stone Age cave dwellers who don't even know where the USA is on a map. Jamal al-Harith related how he suffered a brutal attack by U.S. military police because he refused to have a mystery injection. During the beating, the officers barked in automated unison, "Comply, comply, comply, do not resist, do not resist." Other detainees have gone public and said that they were being raped by menstruating prostitutes. And that's what the Army's own report admits that. To get them to talk, they found that it really freaks them out to have heavy metal music playing while women rape them. Very satanic, folks. It's all sexual pervertedness. Satanists are always into this. And that's the authors of these training manuals. Suicide attempts are common, and after it was admitted by the Pentagon that there were 5 in 3 weeks, there's also been a bunch of deaths, the news media mysteriously shut up and stopped talking about it. Again, according to Limbaugh, this is no different than a trip to Disneyland. Being forcibly injected, tortured, raped, and then beaten to death amounts to that quintessential American summer family getaway. Brigadier General Rick Baucus, former head of the military police at Guantanamo Bay, was fired. Again, if you read the AP article we linked to, it says he refused and offered his resignation. They said, "You're fired," so he really resigned. When he refused to torture the Gitmo detainees, he was lambasted as being too nice because he refused to get the cattle prod out. That's admitted. By our esteemed Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said in his own memos that the Geneva Conventions were obsolete and that, in effect, Bush was above national or international law. Torture is the new American virtue, and the acceptability of its use is clearly spelled out in these memos. There's no debate as to whether torture is being used. Yeah, he says we can torture people to death, but if they don't die on purpose, if we don't kill them on purpose, it's not even torture. He says tabling them is nice. You ever seen Conspiracy Theory? Which they did a lot of research for that movie on the CIA, on Copper Green, where they dump Mel Gibson into the pool on the table till he starts to drown. That's what they do, except it's urine and feces. Oh, that's in Copper Green. The troops urinate and defecate for several weeks into a giant pit, and then you're lowered into it up to your shoulders, head first. Now, I'm sorry if you don't want to hear this, okay? There's a lot of this stuff we can't read here. But this is what Alberto Gonzalez, our attorney general, says is good. And it's also quite popular in the police departments. We have footage with the yogurt shop murders, which they've now proven the men were innocent. They charged with it. The DNA, they were innocent. The cops put guns to their heads, and they show it on the news like it's good. Well, this is just what we do. They put a bag over your head till you start to suffocate, till you answer questions. Folks, this could happen to any of us. This is all being... They hired people out of federal jails and state prisons to run Abu Ghraib. You understand that? But the detainees are being treated like royalty, according to House Armed Services Committee Chairman Duncan Hunter. Last week, he staged a photo op where he presented a plate of food to the cameras and used it as an example of how luxurious the conditions were. The delicious irony of the 2002 hunger strike, in which hundreds of detainees, two-thirds of the entire camp, went without food to protest their detention without charge, would probably be lost on Hunter. Limbaugh wraps himself in the flag. Actually, on his website, he's actually wrapped. He has the flag. You've got to see this. To represent the moral fabric of America while promoting T-shirts that make Guantanamo Bay out to be a dream vacation. Listen to this sickening audio ad. We just played it earlier. For the shirts being played on Limbaugh's radio show, the announcer describes Gitmo as a paradise on earth, while Limbaugh rattles on about how Muslims have everything they need. He even carries daily weather forecasts on his website comparing the temperatures of Gitmo to Baghdad. And in conclusion, he claims the troops have it harder because of the higher temperatures, bypassing, of course, that they're mostly in air-conditioned green zone, while the terrorists, shoemakers, and taxi drivers are left out in their plush, deluxe, comfy rat cage pads. Can you imagine being in Gitmo where they have year-round mosquitoes? For those that don't live in the south of the U.S., you don't know what it's like. Well, Gitmo's Cuba's even worse. I've talked to folks that have been there. Year-round, just flotillas of mosquitoes. These men in open cages, like Vietnam vets would be held by the Viet Cong and by the VC regulars for years in these open cages. It is a nightmare. The reports are even... There's two camps at Gitmo. There's the camp where the Red Cross has been allowed in once, and then an internal CIA camp within that's indoors where the real torture goes on. But imagine outdoors, being there for 2.5, almost 3 years, with mosquitoes 24 hours a day, just feasting and feasting and feasting and feasting and feasting, just hour after hour, week after week, bites all over their entire bodies. The aid workers that have seen them just describe them as just a mat of welts and bleeding sores. No, it's freedom. Hey, our troops. Why didn't Limbaugh sell T-shirts about how great the North Vietnamese were with our troops in Vietnam? How great being in a tropical cage is. I can't even leave my dogs outside for more than 30 minutes a day right now because there's so many mosquitoes here in Central Texas. If I don't, you know, there's just bites all over them. I can't go outside for more than 10 minutes to water my garden because of the stupid mosquitoes. Again, these are the lies, folks. They know exactly what they're doing with these cages right on the ground. And when they release them, they describe it. The mosquitoes, the snakes, the rats. This is the same Rush Limbaugh who advocated locking up... let me continue. He claims the troops have it harder because of the higher temperature, bypassing, of course, that they're mostly in the air-conditioned green zone, while the terrorists, shoemakers, and taxi drivers are left out in their plush and deluxe comfy rat cage pads. This is the same Rush Limbaugh who advocated locking up everyone, including children that use drugs, while at the same time cramming 100 Oxycontins a day down his disgusting throat. This is the same Rush Limbaugh who lauds the Patriot Act, discussing those who provided examples of it being used against American citizens, and at the same breath complains when it's used against Limbaugh himself. We have a link to where the Patriot Act was used on him to investigate money withdrawals. As this article picks up, hits all across the web, we see Limbaugh. People see if Limbaugh has the brass to respond to it. This is made all the more unlikely by the fact that if Limbaugh ever debated me, I would destroy him. The truth will always triumph over torture-loving, Bush, open-border, gun-control-worshipping, Oxycontin-chomping, neo-con man like Rush Limbaugh. All right, sorry I babbled through that. That's the truth, folks. Your government controls Al-Qaeda. Your criminal government flew him out to safety. Your government flew him out of this country to safety. Your government's taking all your freedoms and ordering the Border Patrol to stand down. Your Border Patrol is under attack right now by Los Zetas, who are being trained by the CIA at Fort Benning, Georgia, and at bases in South Texas. It's even coming out in the mainstream news now. I've got articles today on this. It's even coming out mainstream. I don't want to hear it anymore. Stop running defense for Bush. Stop covering up Limbaugh that he's a gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting globalist. And stop sitting there making America look bad and our troops look bad and this country look bad. How do you think it looks in the world when people learn that they're making jokes about Gitmo and jokes about Abu Ghraib and the 100-plus other camps around the world, 32 in Iraq alone? Our government trained Uzbekistan for the machine gun crowds of people. Folks, you think you're safe when you got an attorney general that says dunk people till they pass out in feces? You think you're safe? You think you're safe? You think any of us are safe? You think this is going to be restricted just to Muslims? If it was just going to be restricted to them, I'd be against it. What's going to happen to our troops when they get captured? What are we going to say then? This is the most shameful garbage I've ever seen. Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. If anyone wants to see what a good example of boarding looks like, they could see that betrayal in a movie called Jacob the Liar with Robin Williams, and they'll understand how painful that is.
Well, did you see Conspiracy Theory? They board Mel Gibson.
I'll tell you what. Try out Jacob the Liar. You'll see what it does, the way it puts the body into trauma when they bring you up just before you finally suffocate to death. You get a real good idea what it is. But talking about, you spoke about harvesting body parts. The AMA is holding its convention, the American Medical Association, and they now recommend that they be allowed to harvest the body parts of people without their consent. It'll be called the Doctrine of Presumed Consent.
No, I know, and they want... And I've heard talk show hosts promoting taking prisoners' organs, not just when the death penalty, but when you die in prison, then there'll be a whole new market there.
Well, in this case, we're not even talking about convicted criminals. We're talking about ordinary people who died.
Sir, local hospitals in Austin were caught stealing eyeballs.
Now, that flies, of course, in the face of 6,000 years of human Western human civilization, our traditional and religious beliefs. All the Abrahamic religions tend to be against that.
Well, before you get into that, Ron, I want your comment on torture. I just spent 45 minutes on it.
Well, okay, as long as I can continue on my other point. Torture degrades. It degrades the torturer as well as the tortured, because what it does is it takes a country like the United States, which has historically been able to posture itself as above doing those sort of things, and it now puts us in a category where we're in no position to criticize a Soviet Union or a totalitarian state in the world. It takes
bingo, and now all over the world, fascist, communist regimes, all these regimes are ratcheting up the torture and going, hey, you're doing it.
And we can't criticize them because we're guilty of the same thing. Now, this is another thing, too, about torture. I'm getting sick and tired of this censorious tactic that's been used, where they'll say, well, we're not as bad as Hitler because Hitler killed them. If you're going to stand there and split hairs between causing a person extreme amount of pain to the edge of death, if not death itself, okay, and torture or mistreatment to the point of death, then the society has lost its collective mind.
Well, it's like the cop who lost his job in Miami. The guy wouldn't give a urine sample. He was chained down, so he starts tasering him. The cops just hear this, and the dramas and sitcoms all promote it, and there's no real terrorists to fight, so they start torturing us.
You know what the greatest promotion of it is? It's true that it's on the sitcoms, and it's got people like Rush Limbaugh advocating it. But a society that's lost its soul, like America has lost its soul, because its people do not speak out with any significant voice. In
the We're bloodthirsty. We've killed 54 million babies.
It's a crawl.
Were they with Al-Qaeda? Were they with Al-Qaeda, too?
It's a crawling, slithering society that finds entertainment in brutal contests, strongman contests, and everything else. We've become a Romanesque society. That's what's happened. We are no different than almost...
No, listen, I was in a restaurant with Ted Anderson eating dinner in Minnesota when I went up there a month ago to visit. And there is strongman, just at a normal, nice restaurant, you know, with a bar in the middle. I'm sitting there eating a pork chop, and there's strongman with people punching each other in the throats and blood spraying.
Right, this
or, you know, whatever that ultimate man is, ultimate fighting. I mean, it's just mainstream now.
Right, because this is how they want to dumb you down. They're doing to this country what the patricians did to the plebeians in Rome.
We're one inch away from the running man.
That's all there is to it.
All right, Ron, I'm going to let you make your point about whatever it was you were talking about. Well, what was your other point?
About the AMA and harvesting organs.
Well, I mean, everybody's with Al-Qaeda. We should have to give our organs up. We'll be right back, Al-Qaeda.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is how it happens, being basted, marinated in evil, being slow-cooked. You know, 30 years of fake professional wrestling, bashing chairs, pile-driving people. And then now they have real... ultimate fighting contest, and I mean, they're breaking noses, people are dying sometimes, I mean, that's real, folks, because you really start punching somebody, you know, people go to the hospital. And there I am in this, you know, restaurant, and off about 10 yards away, there's a bar area, they got TVs on, I'm sitting there eating, and I'm looking, and I've seen it before. Now it's just on mainstream TV, not even pay-per-view. And this is how we're all being conditioned, folks. All being conditioned. And none of us are safe. You know, societies have morals because we're a predatory, very aggressive species. That's why we have police. That's why we have laws. Okay? Because if we don't, we descend into barbarian, literal, you know, human sacrifice and pure evil. That's human history. And we're now descending into it. I hope you know that. And the controllers know exactly what they're doing. Ron, finish up your point about our organs.
My point is, when you start harvesting organs from human beings, okay, in that manner, what you're doing is devaluating the human being down to nothing more than a consumer product. It's material.
What do they call it? A business where there's 15 employees, they call it human resources.
That's right. And that's what they're turning you into, and it's all part of the gradual effort, okay, to dehumanize you and get you acclimated to your own dehuman and devaluation as a spiritual human being created by God. And on top of that, we all know these transports or transplants cost a lot of money. Who derives a financial benefit from an organ that they take out of you against your own will?
That's, I mean, if that's not your property, what is?
I know. And
I mean, they get at least $150,000 for a liver. They get $50,000 to $100,000 for a kidney. And you're right. I've heard them.
And might it not encourage doctors to help give people a push over the edge?
My dad told me when I went to get my driver's license when I was 16, he said, don't sign the organ donor card. Some hospitals will kill you to get them. And I rolled my eyes, and then there I was eating dinner with my grandparents, watching TV when I was like 22, and they had a 60 Minutes piece where they showed hospitals, one of them in Illinois, killing people for organs. Thanks for the call. That's right. They caught on Austin Hospital, and it's happened all over the country, stealing corneas. But again, you're with Al-Qaeda if you're against it. You must be with Al-Qaeda if you don't let them have your organs. Everything's Al-Qaeda. Everything's terrorism. We're bad. We're bad. The good news is people are waking up. Folks aren't going along with this. Before we end this hour and come back with Paul Watson and Larry and Mike and John and many others, I'll be showing my new film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State, Thursday night, but it sold out last week to the smaller theater this time at Alamo Drafthouse South, the 130-seater. One last showing next week in the 200-and-something-seat theater. One last showing. This is the last. I mean, at the end of the summer, I might have another showing, but this is the last for months. This is the last at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar coming up next Monday. Okay? Coming up next Monday, or in about 6 days. Next Monday is the last showing. Go to InfoWars.com, link through, get your tickets there at the Alamo Drafthouse, or drive by at the door and get them early because it'll probably sell out again. If you want hard copies of Martial Law and find out what all the hubbub's about, it's my best film. Toll-free number to order it, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com. Order that film or any of the other films or books off our bookstore and video store at InfoWars.com in the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15-cent-a-day membership to watch all the films and so much more. We'll be right back with the second hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.